We begin with hymn 90, verse 1. If you have been watching the news, you may have seen the thin, half-starved captives being set free by Hamas. How completely joyful must have been their reunion with their loved ones. These prisoners had been in captivity for a year and a half. Try to imagine being held hostage by cruel men who hate you. Your prison is underground in tunnels under the city. You have to subsist on very little food. You are in pitch black darkness for most of the day. Day after day, this goes on, and there is no deliverance. You can't even keep track of the time because you can't see the sun rising and setting. It seems like an eternity. Then comes the day when some messenger says, "You are free. Go home." Oh, the elation as you walk out into the sunshine, a brightness that is almost too much for your eyes that have been trapped in darkness. And then you see coming towards you your parents, whom you haven't seen for a year and a half. Joy floods your heart as they come running to you with their arms outstretched. Strong embraces and tears of happiness follow. Freedom, love, it's so hard to believe, but it's true. Dear Christians, you were once in captivity. It's not something that most of you can remember, but it's true, and had you not been set free, you would still be in captivity. All of us entered into this world in bondage, bound by the chains of sin, Satan, and death. How can we know this to be true? Because God says so. But there's also this. Look at your life right now. Do you sin? Has any day passed by when you have committed no trespasses? And where does all that come from? It comes from that past life, your life of bondage. There is within each of us a dark remnant of the past. We call it, the Bible calls it, the old Adam. The flesh, original sin. The fall into sin made these bodies, bodies of sin. So enslaved were we that all we could do is sin. As God says, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. For whatever is not from faith is sin. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So we were trapped in a dark dungeon of unbelief and wickedness, unable to escape. And then we heard the message, which is repeated in Scripture in Isaiah 61, verse 1. "The Spirit of the Lord Jehovah is on me, because Jehovah has anointed me to preach the gospel to the downcast. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound." As the bright light of these words entered into our darkness, we began to see. This was our great epiphany. Suddenly, things became clear. we realize that, yes, we were entrenched in wickedness. We had no power to break loose from this slavery. However, that gospel of liberty lifted our downcast eyes up to see the cross of Jesus Christ. And on that cross, the Son of God himself spent 3 hours in deepest darkness, culminating in the cry, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was held guilty for our sins, endured all our punishment. He died and rose again victorious over all the powers of darkness. So Jesus himself is the one who has come to us, to our dark prison, to open our eyes in order to turn us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that we may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in him. What a glorious deliverance this is. What joy there is to be found through faith in Jesus. And now we can lift our eyes and behold our Father running to meet us with arms outstretched. Yes, our Father, God, for we are now the children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. He greets us with joy on his face. His countenance is lifted up with a bright and shining smile. He is giving us peace. Martin Luther King once said, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last." Well, he was speaking of freedom from earthly physical slavery. How much greater his words are in the mouths of those who have been freed from spiritual bondage. Now we have become the voice of freedom. Jesus has made us beacons of hope for those who are trapped in darkness. Now we can preach this gospel to the downcast. We can bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. Perhaps Hamas will not free all of the captives. In that case, we could probably expect that the Israeli soldiers will break in and destroy the power of Hamas and set the captives free. Well, even so, we are soldiers of the cross, and we can break in to the devil's stronghold. With the gospel, we can destroy his hold on human hearts. At one time, someone broke into our prison, whether through baptism or through the preaching of the gospel. We were set free, and so now we can do the same for others. God grant us the desire and strength and opportunity to do this. Hymn 90, verses 5 through 7.
That sore distresses us, we die. captives now are free. Oh, the joy beyond expressing when by faith we grasp this blessing, and to thee we come confessing that our freedom thou hast wrought.